Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you. Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Second day of winter, and here we are in the full swing of the holiday season. Now, I do want to let everybody know that is a regular listener of this program that Tracy Kinsler from the Marion Public Health Commissioner, since the beginning of the pandemic, in the beginning she was on every Tuesday at this time, and then somewhere in the summer we started going to every other Tuesday, which has been the drill for a while. But I think the health department, and she, her normal time would be this morning, but I think the health department is kind of swamped right now with everything going on with the pandemic and the holiday coming up, and the numbers are what they are, so I'm not sure if we will hear from Tracy today, even for maybe just 5 minutes. I don't really know, because I think it's a rough time over there right now, but I think we do have to take our hats off to these people because, you know, the people at the health department have been dealing with this since mid-March, and the health department takes care of a lot of other things. There was no pandemic prior to March. There was just a lot of other stuff going on that they handled and took care of in this area. So to have this laid on top of them and to have the numbers be at an all-time high, which I believe they are at right now, I think they're swamped over there. And I take my hat off to everything that they're doing, because they're trying to keep everybody safe and everybody alive and everybody doing the right thing. So I don't know if we will hear from Tracy. I know it's a crazy time over there right now. I don't think there's anything new to report at this point as far as the pandemic would go. We did have a question in regard to our other services still going on at the health department, and if we do not hear from Tracy, we will email her and see if we can get some kind of response to that question. But it's a busy, busy time. And I can't imagine what it's like over there at the health department right now. And to be honest with you, in all the conversations I've had with her, I'm not really sure. Now, in the beginning, I know that they were contacting people in regard to tracing the virus. If somebody tested positive, they would call that person and they would try to inform the people who've been in touch with them and tell them to quarantine, and they would send out letters for people's work. But a few weeks ago, we found out that that had stopped. So at this point, I don't know if they're just informing the people who are positive or if they are I really don't know at this point what's going on, but I know they're staying very busy trying to issue letters and see people and do what they can. So, saying all that to say this is that that's why she's not on right now, but if we do hear from her at any point, even if it's just for 5 minutes, we'll ask her about those other services, and if we don't get an answer this morning, hopefully we will get an answer at some point, because I think that's important too, because there are other services that go on at the health department that I think people want to know about. You know, I did not realize until maybe this week, because of the holiday coming up, how nervous people are about this pandemic. Now, I think we've all been very aware of it. There's no doubt we've all been aware of it. And we're all taking, well, most of us are taking the precautions necessary to not transmit it to somebody else. But I don't think I quite understood the fear that people have until recently. When I talk to somebody in regard to the holidays, and I basically the conversation was just along the lines of, they wanted to do everything as they had normally done it, but do not think they are going to be able to do everything as they normally did it because they are fearful of the pandemic. And this is a person who has already had COVID-19. They had it about a month ago, I think it was, maybe a little over a month ago, and they got through it, and they're okay, but there's a real fear there. So that's out there, and I hope the holidays will be celebrated the best they can. But that's the update on Tracy Kinsler. That's what's going on, and this is where we are right now. And as I said, I don't think there's anything really new to report at this point, and if there is, I'm sure we will hear from Tracy at that point. So that's what it is. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We certainly are full swing into the holiday season. And if you went to any store yesterday, rather it be a grocery store or a department store, you realized we are in the full swing of the holiday season. The stores are packed. Which is another interesting question in regard to the pandemic. Are people staying home? Well, clearly they're not. And as I said last week, and I still believe this to hold true, I think there is just not going to be any relief through this Friday. Because through this Friday, people are going to shop, people are going to go to Christmas parties, people are going to celebrate the holiday. But after that, I think the stores will clear out quite a bit. I think that New Year's probably will not be celebrated like it has been. I don't think people look at New Year's like they look at Christmas and Thanksgiving. New Year's is not really a family event. It's more of a party event. And I just don't think there'll be much of a party atmosphere this year for New Year's. And then once New Year's is over, there's really nothing to celebrate. January is a pretty down month. It's cold. I think it's our coldest month all year, usually. It's cold. It's dark. There are no family holidays. There are no events where kids would be outside trick-or-treating or anything like that. So January, February, and really even into March, there are no big holidays. St. Patrick's Day, maybe, and that doesn't come till the middle of March, and we were in the pandemic last year during St. Patrick's Day, I believe, and people were okay not celebrating that. And I think we've become used to this now to where we don't see St. Patrick's Day like a family holiday. I think one of the biggest problems with this pandemic was when we got to the end of the year, Halloween is for kids, clearly, for the most part, and I think people did not want to deprive their kids of that. Thanksgiving is a family event. I think people wanted to see their families. And Christmas is a family event where you have to go to the stores to shop for the holiday. And people see that as something you need to do. And it's been a tradition in everybody's life since the beginning. So I think these 3 months, October, November, December, were particularly hard in a pandemic world because of the family and kid nature of what we celebrate. But once we turn the corner into the new year, we really don't have those events anymore. And why? I think just in general, people don't get together in January, February, and March all that often because it's cold. It's nasty. The weather's not great. It's there's really nothing to celebrate. So I think hopefully we'll turn a big corner right after the first of the year in regard to this pandemic. But as far as December goes, November goes, October goes, very bad time for it. Does anybody feel this way or feel any different? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Would love to hear your opinion on this because I think this is probably what's happened. Also, we had the biggest sport of them all in high school, which is football, and we all know it. Not that other sports are not important, but more people go to football games in high school than any other, even though that had to be curtailed this year. So even though sports are going on in the high school, they're not the ones that draw the biggest crowds. And I think have the most players involved. Basketball is probably right there with it as far as players involved, but I don't think basketball draws the crowds that football does. So that's my opinion on the whole thing, but that's just an opinion like everybody else's for whatever an opinion is worth. 740-383-9944. I'll tell you another thing that I have heard the last few days. Now, see, this makes me nervous. Now, this is a typical Christmas story. And something like this happens every Christmas. I hear there's a stomach bug going around. Now, I don't think this has anything to do with the pandemic, but it seems like this time of year, we start to get these stomach bugs. And I have known a couple people within the last weekend who have really been hit with this nausea and even sometimes, you know, worse than nausea when it comes to an upset stomach. And I don't know if that's something going around. We get that. I remember last year, I believe, there was a stomach flu going around. And it's just, that is one of the most unpleasant things you can contract. So I've heard of two people in the last 3 or 4 days that have been dealing with this, and I don't know how many more. Has anybody heard of a stomach flu going around or a stomach virus? It always seems to happen right around Christmas. You know, the busiest time of the year, when you've got just a few things left to do before the big holiday, the big stomach virus comes in and takes a lot of people out of commission. Has anybody else heard of this? 740-383-9944. Maybe it's just people who I know who are getting this, but it was kind of shocking to me to hear that two people were not feeling very well over the weekend, and both were kind of afflicted in the stomach area. I think they're both feeling better now, thank goodness, but I had not heard of a stomach issue, but we get that kind of stuff. We are in flu season. There are viruses that pop up all the time based on whatever. So if you hear anything about that, give me a buzz, because I think we all would love to know about that. And I know this is a busy time of year, and it's hard for people to call in when you're out shopping, when you're wrapping, when you're baking. There's a lot of stuff going on. Okay, do want to remind everybody, Hanukkah, of course, that ended on Friday, so I hope everybody had a great Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st, that will start on Saturday. And, of course, Christmas Eve, December 24th, this Thursday, and Christmas Day, December 25th, this Friday. So that's where we are headed this coming week. Now, yesterday, I got a Christmas card, and a tray of candy. See, it's kind of funny because last year we got so much candy here at the station, and a lot of, like I say, the mincemeat pie showed up. I don't think you would call that candy. And we got these, I think they were macadamia nuts and white chocolate. Those were good. We got a lot of stuff. And up until last Friday, we really had not gotten a whole lot this year, and I pretty well just blame that on the pandemic. Well, Friday, Mr. and Mrs. Shirk showed up with the great peanut butter fudge and the white chocolate party mix, which is great, and we all love that. And I did deliver that. Well, I delivered it to Angie Evers, and Angie delivered it to her mother, Jeannie, so I know that Angie and Jeannie thanked the Shirks for that, and I certainly thank the Shirks for that. Now, Glenn won't be until tomorrow, so I will give Glenn his tomorrow when he comes in. So listen tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and you'll probably hear how happy Glenn will be to receive this holiday treat. And then yesterday, and I couldn't talk about it much because one of our listeners came in and dropped off a tray of kind of this and that holiday treats. And here's the interesting thing about this. Last night, it was in plastic. It was just, it looked like a work of art. I really enjoy people who take time, because I think cooking is an art. decorating, putting these things together, making them look nice, and obviously the listener who dropped off this tray of goodies certainly understands that and is very good at it. A lot of talent there. So it was wrapped in clear paper. And last night I took the paper off, and the person I was with said, "Boy, does that smell good." So high marks on this cookies and candy and all kinds of great stuff that showed up on this tray yesterday in regard to holiday food, and I cannot thank you enough for delivering that. I certainly appreciate it. I didn't get a chance to look at it while we were on the air yesterday, but I want to thank you because it was really, really nice. Now, we also got a card from this person yesterday, so we are still getting Christmas cards, and I do want to let everybody know that our Christmas cards went out on Sunday. So be looking in your mail for the WWGH Christmas card. If you sent us a card and put your return address on there, we have mailed your card. And yesterday I got a card from the person who dropped off the tray of goodies. And I want to read the card because that's how we've done every other card. And also want to let that person know that their card is in the mail as well for this holiday season. So look out for your card because it may be a little late because I don't think it's mailed out, will be mailed out until today. So hopefully it'll get there by Thursday. But you definitely have a card in the mail. Now, this is a great card. It's kind of a pop-out card. And on the front of it, it says season's greetings. And there is, I believe it's a robin, a red robin on the front of it. I could be wrong. It could be a cardinal. You know, I'm just not a bird person. But there is a bird on the front of it. And the bird is kind of popped out of the card. And where it says season's greetings in red, it's kind of popped out. And on the inside of the card, it says, "Wishing you a beautiful holiday season. Happy holidays, WWGH crew. Thanks for being the pulse of Marion. Jody Lucas." So Jody, thank you so much for the candy. Thank you so much for the card. And your card will be in the mail. And again, thank you so much for the candy and cookies and holiday treats. But a nice card. And thank you for the compliment about being the pulse of Marion. We try our best here every day. I know all the on-air personalities, Adam, Mike, Pastor Whitaker, Nate, myself, Angie. We all try to do the best shows possible to entertain and inform you through the year. And hopefully we will be able to continue to do that. So thank you, Jody, for the card. The card will be displayed in the studio like all other cards. And thank you for the goodies. Now, being the pulse of Marion, that I don't know. We try. We try to leave the phone lines open. We try to, when we get news, we pass it along to you. I will say that. We don't hold anything back. And sometimes, and there's a fine line with this, sometimes we talk about things that we really don't know for sure, but we let you know that we are hearing the rumors as well. Now, we don't report them as fact. We let you know, hey, we heard a rumor that this is going on, and we'll try to confirm it, but we don't know. And we do that sometimes as well. So, there is that. Now, what else was I? Well, I did some more wrapping last night. And I think I got, how many more gifts did I get wrapped last night? A few. Got a few more gifts wrapped last night. And I think I'm just down to one. I'm down to one gift left to wrap and get under the tree before the big holiday on Thursday. So I think this probably is a good place to be. How is everybody else right now with their shopping and their wrapping? And are you ready? Because here we are, December 22nd, or are you not ready? Let me know, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are you ready for Christmas? because we are just days away at this point. I'm down to one gift to wrap. And also, in the grand scheme of things, I think as far as food goes for Christmas Eve, I think last night I pretty well took care of the food. So I think I'm okay there. The only thing I might need to do is get some paper plates and maybe some paper or plastic cups. I think that may be the only area that I'm lacking in at this particular point. I think everything else is ready to go. So a few days early, I feel confident that this Christmas is going to come off just fine. Going to be a great, great Christmas. But are you ready? Is anybody out there going to call in and admit that they're not ready? That this season has taken them by surprise and they've been busy doing other things and not paying attention and they're just not ready for the Christmas holiday to pop up on them on Friday. Now, I will say this. You know that there are some things in this world that I am not a fan of. And one of them is gift cards. And you see this at Christmas more than any other time of the year. Now, let me explain the whole gift card thing. I am not, if you are elderly and you know, just can't get to a lot of places, I understand getting gift cards. I totally understand that. And I am not critiquing that at all. And if you have any kind of issues medically, I understand why people go to gift cards. Gift cards are sold. I'm not saying that is bad. What I'm saying is what I don't like about the gift cards is there are people who do it just for the convenience. Now, that I don't like because the truth of the matter is you don't have to give a gift. You don't have to get me anything. You don't have to get anybody anything. There is no law that says you have to get anybody anything for Christmas. But if you decide to get somebody something for Christmas, I think it's the thought that counts. And I just don't think a whole lot of thought goes into a gift card. Because, now here's why I say that. Because when I see these people come into the store, they stand there and look at that gift card rack for about 5 minutes, and then they just pull one off and they go. And I just don't think there's a whole lot of thought involved. I think there's a whole lot of convenience involved. And you don't know how many times I hear people who buy, you know, 4 or 5, 6, 7, 10, 12 gift cards and then turn around and go, well, my Christmas shopping's done. Well, it does make things easier because you only have to go to one place. You don't have to wrap them. You don't have to do name tags. You don't have to do bows. You don't have to do any of that other stuff. You have just made it very simple. And I think that's, I just don't like that. I don't think a lot of thought goes into that. Now, people will say that, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Well, here's the problem. Now, for me, and I feel most people should be this way, and I was telling somebody this last night, if you got me a store-bought card, that's fine. I don't mind a store-bought card. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you made me a homemade card, which probably costs less than a store-bought card, I would probably think more of the homemade card than the store-bought card. So you could make me something that didn't cost any or hardly anything for you that I would probably think was better than a store-bought gift. But it takes more time. Takes more time to make something. And that's what I think we're losing with gift cards. I think we're getting away from that idea of making things. I think we're getting away from that idea of shopping. And I think it's all come down to just plain convenience. Again, I exclude elderly people who can't get out and go around. I exclude anybody with a disability who can't get out and go around. I understand why that's done. And I think that's why gift cards should be there. But when it comes to just doing it so you don't have to go to the store, so you don't have to wrap anything, so you don't have to do any of that. Well, you know, I don't know. I think that's a problem. I don't think anybody ever looked at a gift card the day after Christmas and said, wow, that's the greatest Christmas gift I ever got. But sometimes you can really hit the jackpot and find something for somebody because you're looking. Totally unexpected that you never would have found that they will remember and keep all their life. And every year the example I use is the knitted Frosty the Snowman ornament that goes on my Christmas tree every year that I was given probably 20 years ago now by a lady I worked with at Payless when I was working at Payless here in Marion during college. So, and I'm sure that did not cost her a whole lot of money, but it probably took a little bit of time to knit that ornament. But you know what? 20 years later, I still have that ornament and still hang it on my tree every year. Now, can we say the same for anything that was bought with a gift card? Now, that's my piece on the whole gift card thing, 41 minutes past the hour. Now, does anybody else have their piece? Now, you can come at me, because I know there are a lot of people who do not feel the same way I do when it comes to gift cards. And I don't mind somebody coming on and disagreeing with me on this point. But this is one of those things, every holiday, just like fruitcake, just like poinsettia ponset that we do every holiday, these discussions come up. They're just regular holiday discussions. Are gift cards a good gift? Do you think they are? I just fall into the category of no. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I did try to reach out to the Civitan Club yesterday, because apparently I have learned, I don't know how this got by me all these years, that the fruitcakes that are sold at Faye Bank and the fruitcakes that are being sold at other retailers this year are sold by the Civitan Club here in Marion. And I just don't know a whole lot about the Civitan Club. Now, I did reach out to them via email, have not heard anything back yet, but I'm interested to know how many fruitcakes they sell during the holiday season. And, I just can't imagine it's a big number. Now, because the Civitan Club is doing it, I hope it's a big number, because I want them to succeed in whatever they're doing, because I think they do a lot of good acts all year round. But I just don't think people are buying a lot of fruitcakes. I don't believe that's happening. And I think I'm proven out, because, you know, Sunday, when I was out, which is 2 days ago, the 20th, 5 days before Christmas, the business I went to still had three fruitcakes. So I don't think a lot of these are being sold. Now, I don't know. I would love to be told differently by the Civitan Club. Now, we all remember the Y-Men. Now, the Y-Men sell the real Christmas trees. Now, all the real Christmas trees were gone in record-breaking time this year. We all remember that, 350 trees gone in early December. But the Civitan Club and their fruitcakes, to my knowledge, that is not the case, because fruitcakes are still out there. And I think it's because fruitcakes are an acquired taste. And I just don't think people buy a whole lot of them. But I'm willing to be proven wrong. If somebody from the Civitan Club is listening, or somebody who knows somebody in the Civitan Club and might know the answer to this, why do they sell fruitcakes? Where did that start? And how many fruitcakes in the Marion area does the Marion branch of the Civitan Club sell every year? Does anybody know the answers to these questions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. As we approach 45 minutes past the hour today, does anybody know anything about the fruitcakes or the Civitan Club, or the number of fruitcakes they might have sold this holiday season? See, I just have no idea. And fruitcakes in general, what do you do with a fruitcake? Now, eat it, obviously. But do you take it home and chop it up? Do you put it in a toaster, as somebody suggested one morning? You know what? I'll tell you something interesting. If you put a piece of fruitcake in a toaster, especially those Claxton fruitcakes, if you put one of those in a toaster, a piece, it's going to break your toaster. And then you're going to need Santa Claus to bring you a new toaster. Because I know that the spring in a toaster is not made to support the weight of a Claxton fruitcake. I bet a Claxton fruitcake probably weighs 4, 5, 6 pounds. It's a very heavy item. And we learned early on this season that the banks cannot even send the Claxton fruitcakes through the tube in the drive-thru window because they're so heavy. We've all learned this. That's how dangerous these Claxton fruitcakes are. You have to watch out. Can you imagine the bank sending a Claxton fruitcake through that tube, and it goes flying through that tube, and then it goes down, and obviously it would go right through the floor of the machine, and it would probably crack the pavement at one of these banks, Fahey Bank, one of the branches, where the fruitcakes are sold. So, you know, these fruitcakes are just problematic. Now, I do not make them, so I don't think I should get the blame for this, but, you know, this is what happens. This is the world of the fruitcake. I don't even know if there's any way to make them soft. I don't know if you boil them or if you soak them in something. I don't even know if vinegar could help fix these fruitcakes. You know, vinegar can do anything. Vinegar can clean your windows, it can clean your clothes, it can clean your floors, it can unclog drains. It's used in all kinds of formulas for things, but I don't even think I don't think vinegar could even take on fruitcake. I think it's impossible. I don't think there's anything in the world. You know, in just this holiday season, I recently learned that vinegar will get rid of, battery acid that has spilled out of a battery. You know, a battery corrodes. I guess more corrosion than battery acid. But vinegar will work to get that off. But I don't think it would get a fruitcake off. There's just something about the chemical makeup of a fruitcake that I don't even think vinegar would work on. I hate to say that, because I know there are people out there who like those fruitcakes, but that's just my opinion at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say this morning? I know it's the busy time of year, and everybody's out doing their thing as the holiday approaches. 48 minutes past the hour, talking about fruitcakes, talking about do you have everything done? Are you ready for the big holiday? Are all your gifts purchased? Are your decorations up? Is your meal ready? What do you eat on Christmas? This was a question we got into yesterday. A lot of people buy hams. I would have to say ham is probably the number one thing that I see being purchased for a Christmas meal. But I know a lot of people still do turkeys, like they did on Thanksgiving. And I know a lot of people do special things that you would not expect them to do. Like in my house, we have always done shredded chicken sandwiches on Christmas Eve. And that turns out really well because it's not too hard to prepare. Everybody likes it. And Christmas is really not about the meal. I think at one point in people's life, it used to be about the meal. But I think Christmas is maybe now more about the lights. And, you know, people do the gift exchanges, and it's just a busy time. So I think the meal has become less important when it comes to Christmas, although I have seen a lot of hams bought. So, what do you have for Christmas dinner? What are you going to have for Christmas dinner this year? Does anybody want to let us know? Maybe we'll get some ideas from what you're having. 740-383-9944. Now, we talked a little bit about the post office yesterday. I'm a little worried about the post office because, you know, I sent all the Christmas cards out for the station on Sunday. Now, I hope you get them by Christmas Eve, but I don't know. And Jody Lucas's, whose Christmas card I got yesterday, her Christmas card will go out today, but I hear the post office is really backed up. So I don't know if everybody will get their Christmas card by Christmas Day. Now, if you don't get your Christmas card by Christmas Day, I apologize, and I hope that you do get it maybe this weekend or next week. It's interesting how everything calms down so fast right after the big holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
My husband's gone through 2 of the fruitcakes already.
Oh, Lord.
He just brings them home and chops them up and just devours them.
Now, how does he? Does he just eat them?
Yeah, he opens them up and just cuts off a piece. And, yeah, he's gone through 2 of them.
Now, do you like them?
No.
No, they're awful.
Just the taste. There's nothing special about it, but he loves them, and when I find them, I buy them for him.
Now, did you know that the Civitan Club was doing this?
No. I found, the first one I found was actually at a Kroger's in Bucyrus, and the second one I found, in the one at the Kroger's in Bucyrus was not a Claxton's, but out at Lawrence Orchard, they had the True, which is his favorite. The True Claxton fruitcakes.
Well, those are the ones that I see at Fayey Bank, and those are the ones that I saw at the business I was at this past weekend.
Okay. Well, but George Lawrence said that he wasn't sure that he could even get them this year, but he was surprised that he did. So I don't know if he still has any left or not, but that's where I got mine.
Well, like I say, I know Fayey Bank still has some left, and I know that there are local businesses. Now, they are local because that's who the Civitan Club approached.
Uh-huh.
Local businesses that do have them.
Okay.
So I do know that. So, you know, that's a good thing, but I think these fruitcakes are awful. And
he sure loves them.
What?
I've got a question for you.
Oh, go ahead.
What's your recipe for your hot chicken sandwiches?
Oh, you know what? I do not prepare them.
Oh.
I don't. That's okay. That's one thing I do not do. Somebody has brought those the last few years, and they bring them in a crock pot. And to be honest with you, I don't know what they do, but they are the best shredded chickens. And everybody says that who's at the party. You know, that's just not my opinion. They are the best shredded chicken sandwiches I have ever tasted, and I don't know what they do. I don't know if they use a different kind of soup. I don't know if they add something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is, but it's completely different.
You need to get that recipe.
I'm going to have to because it is one of those things that I really look forward to because that's not something I have a whole lot. And you know what? I have even went to restaurants that sell shredded chicken sandwiches, and I have never found anything as good as these shredded chicken sandwiches.
As those. Well, I make them too, but I've just, you know, I'm always curious about other people's recipes. So.
You know, I'm almost sure because I think I had this conversation once with the person who made them.
Uh-huh.
I think it has something to do with this. Now, how do you make yours? I think it has something to do with the soup.
Well, I use the shredded chicken. I use the white and dark meat. Then I use just Campbell's cream of chicken soup. I add a little bit of cream to it and some poultry seasoning, salt and pepper. That's what I do.
You know, now I don't want to say this definitively, but I think it does have something to do with the soup because I don't think they use cream of chicken.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with the soup. Now, I'm not sure what soup they're using, but I'll tell you what it does, and maybe this will tell you what kind of soup they're using.
Okay.
What it does, different from, it doesn't have such a chicken-y taste, because it's already going to taste like chicken, because you've got the chicken in there, the shredded chicken.
Uh-huh.
But what this other kind of soup does is it really... I'm trying to think of even the word that the reason shredded chicken sandwiches don't taste as good to me as this is that shredded chicken sandwiches seem to be very loose, like the shredded chicken's falling apart.
Okay.
These are much more together. Not that it's a solid or anything.
Right. They're more dense.
They're more dense, and when you put them on the bun, they don't have that so much chickeny taste. Probably because they're not using cream of chicken soup.
Yeah, that very well could be. Maybe it's a broth. Maybe they're using some type of, like, the chicken broth.
It could.
I don't know.
Well, and you know, I know some people don't use any kind of soup in their chicken sandwiches.
Huh.
But I'm sure there's some soup in this, and I'll tell you the funny thing. In the back of my head, I think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it because I know somebody will try it, and if it's not the right soup, that they will curse me for a long time. But I think I know what they're using, and I think it's not cream of chicken; it's cream of something else.
Okay.
But nothing that would give it a horrible taste. What do you have on Christmas dinner? For Christmas dinner.
Well, we used to go to my mom's, but she has passed. So I've taken over the duties. I've been doing lasagna for the past 13 years. This year, though, my daughter is going to handle it. I have one daughter that's okay. I have another daughter that just tested positive for COVID.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. So we're going out to my oldest daughter's house for Christmas Eve dinner. It'll just be she and my two grandkids and my husband and myself. Her husband has to work that night, so just be very, very small, and keeping my other daughter and grandson, you know, in my thoughts.
Oh, absolutely. I like I say, I always try to do this because I don't want to mention people's names, but I was counting the other day, and this is an absolutely true statement, just in people that I know very well, I guess is the way I'll put it, I have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people who have tested positive in just the last probably 2 months. And they've all been fine. Only 2 of the 7 ended up in the hospital, and the 2 of the 7 that did were just on oxygen, just got treated, you know, 5 days, and they were out, and they were okay. And let me tell you, the age range here is from the age of 30 to late 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you something weird about the whole thing. The person in the late 80s was not one that ended up in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think hopefully you catch it early. If you really start to feel bad, I think the trick is go to the emergency room.
Right.
Because they can give you steroids, and they can give you that remdesivir or whatever it is, which helps. I'm not saying it works in every case, but it can help.
Uh-huh.
So that's just what, because I think people wait too long.
My daughter, it's like a severe cold. She's been lucky. It's just more in her head than you know, stuffiness and a headache. I did have a brother that ended up in the hospital for 10 days. He was on oxygen. So, but he's fine. Talked to him yesterday.
Yeah,
he's good. He's fine. We've been making trips to Columbus, taking groceries to my other daughter, so, because she can't, you know, she can't leave the house.
Well, certainly give her our best wishes, and
I will do that.
Yeah, and you know, just remind her. And, you know, it sounds silly that we have to remind people, but I even reminded the adults. I said, now listen, if you wake up in the morning or you start to have any trouble breathing or you have, you know, something that feels different than the flu, right then, just go to the emergency room. There's nothing wrong with getting checked out and being discharged if that's all there is to it. But if there is something more, they will x-ray your lungs and they will make sure you don't have pneumonia and life will go on in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a break and Pastor Whitaker is going to be with us on the other side, so stay tuned.
Okie dokie, Scott.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back with Pastor Steve Whitaker and a great holiday talk right after this 15-minute break.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while reeking from sugar in their heads. Ma and her churches, me and my